Now an update from the war in Iraq. Central Command says a U.S. warplane killed American and Kurdish forces in a friendly fire incident in northern Iraq today. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says a convoy of Russian diplomats came under fire Sunday while evacuating Baghdad. Explosions shook the Iraqi capital this morning following an unusually quiet night. U.S. commanders say they've begun deploying planes over Baghdad 24 hours a day. Pilots say the sky has become so crowded they're more worried about collisions with other allied planes than they are about Iraqi air defenses. South of Baghdad, a Marine battalion seized one of Saddam Hussein's palaces and raided a suspected terrorist training camp in a town along the Tigris River. The Marines are investigating reports that the town contains a weapons of mass destruction site. Jessica Lynch, the American POW who was rescued last week in a commando raid, has been reunited with her family at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Her family was told yesterday that 8 members of Lynch's unit were killed in the ambush that resulted in her capture. One of the killed personnel was Lynch's roommate, the first American servicewoman killed in the war. Estimates of the number of Iraqi soldiers killed in action ranges into the thousands, and there is no estimate on the number of Iraqi civilians who have died since the war began more than 2 weeks ago. At least 75 American service personnel have been killed during the war. 8 are listed as missing, and 7 are believed being held by the Iraqis. 27 British troops have died.